My name is Michael Walsh. I'm a resident in Homer, Alaska. I work and make art down there.
Okay. How long have you lived in Homer?
About 7 years.
And are you a lifelong Alaskan?
I'm not. Okay. I was born in the Midwest. Came up here permanently in 2003. Okay. From San Francisco.
Okay. So where did the idea for this show, Native Alaskan, where did it come from to begin with?
Well, I think when I first came up here, it was to fish out in Bristol Bay or work in the industry out there. And right away, I felt this sense, after returning from working out there, hanging around Alaska for a month and traveling, we're told by people or asked, where are you from and how long have you lived here? And I just would tell them, I'm here for the summer. And notice that was a question. That was the first time I noticed that was often a question asked when here. And then, of course, moving here permanently, I got to feel like this pride. I finally now made the move, and then people would ask, how long have you lived here? Well, 1 year. And you're just a chachaco, all this stuff. And then 10 years go by, I've lived here, and I ask my, not only I now ask people that as a question, which I not often, because I'm like, what the heck did I just do? So knowing people who are born their whole entire lives here, and certainly or came here as a child and stayed or went to school and returned, decided to stay. It's an amazing amount of people who love their state, so it's been admiration for all of them.
Mm-hmm. So did you, at some point, you went from being the person who was asked and feeling like a chachaco to asking other people? And you said you try not to, but when you do, does it influence how you think about them? If they say, "Oh, I've only been here 6 months," or "I've been here 2 years,"
it does. I usually stop at the point of what did I just do before making any judgments about anything. Other than I'm now getting older, so I see younger people. When I arrived in Alaska for the first time, my mid 20s or so. No, it'd be later 20s, or whenever it was. But I could see that youthful spirit. That's great. They're doing what, I feel like high-fiving them or something and say, good luck, It's quite a road.
Mm-hmm. So, but for this show, you mm-hmm. chose to focus on artists who really had been here for the most of their lives.
Absolutely. It's not at all about the people who wish they were Alaskan, like myself, because I can't own it, I'm not from here. And so, also, when I first came up here to move, I was blown away by the amount of talent that is in the state in the arts. Blown away and had been humbled by it, ever since, because it's an admirable group of people and larger group and getting larger. And so it's the celebration of them, all of them, that the fact that they have stayed in Alaska where it's very difficult to do. I mean, you're making art. What I love about the artists in Alaska is, especially contemporary artists, which all of these are, there's nothing to gain or very little to gain. People aren't noticing on the outside. We're not going to go get these big museum shows outside, but maybe someday. But it's like it's so people are really doing it for the love of it, right? And it's really admirable. At least when I look at all this work in here, I feel that at the core,
Mm-hmm. So, do you feel like personally, are you still wishing to be an Alaskan?
No, not anymore.
Will you ever be an Alaskan?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I've been here now 10 years. I had been traveling, coming up every summer for 10 years prior. So it's like, I don't know. I'm too much of, wandering, I've been traveling too much throughout to get to my 43rd year, I love it here. I appreciate it. I respect it. I honor it. If I die here, tomorrow or 50 years from now, I'll probably hold nothing but high regards for this place, And I don't know if I, because this is the longest I've ever lived as well in a location as an adult. So I feel maybe in 50 years I could call myself an Alaskan, but I'm not one now, I tell you. That's what it feels like. But maybe I am. I don't know. See, this is a big question. What is it? It's a state of mind or it's a spirit thing? I don't, But for this show, especially, it's for the folks who are lifelong Alaskans staying in Alaska, making art in Alaska, you know, and choosing to do this. It's, you know.
So you're a little bit, you're honoring their perseverance, kind of.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this is a honoring and a celebration of their perseverance, for sure. And that perseverance also sounds like it's a hard thing, which it can be, but it doesn't have to be, you know? Like, it's, I think a lot of these artists really enjoy making art in Alaska for their reasons, what brought them to the art-making process. They're enjoying it. I have this feeling, you know, I mean, look around. It doesn't, there's a lot of thought going into these pieces, you know, yeah. And then time and process, and it's impressive.